And speaking, our guest speaker is LEAP Vermont, which specializes in transition. So the event is actually kind of geared towards our transition, high school and college, but it's certainly open to everybody because there's a lot that will be relevant, but the keynote is going to be more towards transition. And they'll be doing some fun activities and discussing white cane safety. You know, just the history of White Cane Safety Day, Blind American Equality Day, and doing some fun exercises and events on that day. They're actually out of Vermont. They're a big organization that we actually contract out with, and they themselves are doing a big full day event for White Cane Safety. So they're just kind of signing in and sharing some of that with us. For this event, we'll have Ira. We have two, not Ira themselves coming, but a couple of our clients who have used Ira coming and speaking on about their experiences with Ira, you know, which is, you know, primarily, it's used for a lot of different things, Ira, but it's known as kind of a mobility device. We have a collaboration with the Department of Transportation regarding Ira. So we'll have individuals coming and speaking for that. And then we have a couple of our O&M instructors from BSB coming and speaking as well. So that will be on the 15th. And again, we've been sending that one out pretty wide and far, trying to at least. So again, if you want it, I can, you know, I'll send it to this group actually. Both flyers, then you can send it out. We do have another event on October 17th that we're planning. This is also a transition event. This is actually out of Norwalk. And this is similar to the Disability Resource Fair. It's a transition resource fair for that region geared towards our transition students. So we will have a booth and we're helping organize that event. So all the kind of fun things that were happening in October. That's it.
Gary, if I may, Bill DeMayo. Through you. Mary, is there any way this group or your administrative staff could advertise the IRA that you brought up and that the state of Connecticut is paying for it? I understand only 22 people signed up, and I think it's such a great opportunity and great thing for blind people that we should get the word out more so that we show that we're using it, so that way maybe this it would give you credibility to continue that service.
I know we had talked about that, and I'm glad Andrew's still on the phone, that, you know, we have met with Ira. They came and spoke to our staff as well. So we are looking, sorry, all of a sudden, of course, my dog has to start barking. We have worked on trying to do a marketing type of campaign, making sure that individuals know about this service and sending out information.
And Mary and Cheryl, I just wanted to weigh in on that as well. Thanks for the question. We also had the representatives from DOT and IRA on the advisory board meeting last week, and they are willing to come out to these various meetings to talk about the program. And I would ask all of you too to help us with that marketing. You guys are in the communities and you're with the clients. Any way that all of us can partner on getting the word out about that program would be great. So thanks for bringing that question.
Absolutely. Have you thought about doing public service announcements, radio, TV, interviews on TV? Because we can meet all we want, but if we don't get the word out, even to non-blind people, but family members of blind people, that would certainly get the word out better. I think it's so critically important because, you know, I think I'm spending $90 a month right now, but to have it for free, I don't think people realize what a great service that is.
No, agreed, and we can certainly talk to the reps because I would think that those PSAs, things like that, would come from them directly, but I'm certainly willing to shoot them an email. I think the other thing we heard last week on the advisory board meeting, actually people, this seems a little crazy, but people aren't using it because they're afraid it's going to go away. And the conundrum there is, if people don't use it, it's going to go away. So if we can try to circle that around, I think that would be really helpful.
If I may, this is Scott from Chris. We've been running a bunch of IRA PSAs. We started those a few months ago. So we're doing what we can on our end. And also Steve Thal, one of our volunteers and listeners, and he does a focal point program. And he had a half-hour program just a few weeks ago with a rep from IRA, which we have posted on our website. And Mary, you know, I'd be happy to send that. It's a 30-minute program. If you want to get it onto the BSBY website, that'd be ideal.
Sure, I think that would be great. I'll talk to the person who helps put things on the website, see if we can do that. Sure.
Okay, yeah, I'll send that along.
Hi, this is John McNichol. And it brings up, this discussion brings up an interesting discussion. I have, the last time I received services was, I don't know, 8 or 10 years ago or something like that. And I'm not getting any communication as a former client. And I'm wondering if there, if such a list is maintained or should it be maintained to try to communicate with people that are not current clients.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'll probably have to defer that to Cheryl or Andrew, because you know, we only have access. Well, I have access, to everybody on the blind registry, but we typically will send out to Voc Rehab.
Now, wouldn't it be a good idea to either have a Facebook group or another group that distributes information to make it easier for people to know what's going on? Because, you know, if you don't have the knowledge, if you don't have the information like Blind Awareness Month or White Cane or Blind Equality Day, then we're not going to get many people involved.
We did actually bring this up actually at our advisory board, this very topic got brought up regarding our website. And there is a lot of discussion regarding the, you know, revamping, I guess, so to speak. So currently right now we're working on, you know, a Connecticut portal. So we are kind of limited as far as what we're able to do in our website. As far as, you know, for everybody who was involved in the work group for our state plan, we did incorporate a marketing plan, which, you know, we're you know, kind of holding off until the new director and, you know, but the plan is that we are going to be going forward. We do have an individual identified to work on our marketing plan. So for Voc Rehab, we will be creating a new website that will be designed towards, you know, it's very similar to what the Bureau of Rehabilitation Services has. So, but that doesn't necessarily speak to the entire BSBY. It just speaks to Voc Rehab, which I guess is us, you know. So, so that is in the works. We are trying to go forward to make a marketing, like just be more innovative and user-friendly for employers, for potential, you know, clients coming into Voc Rehab, but it's definitely in the works. It's probably long overdue for us, marketing materials in general. We're kind of an influx in the state right now, so we haven't really had an opportunity to do much. But it hasn't been forgotten. It is our state plan goal, so we will be implementing it because we have to. So it's that's definitely, and it was something we really focused on in our work group, which, you know, as a result of that, it got incorporated into our state plan as a goal, and it got approved by Rehab Service Administration. So for Voc Rehab, that's kind of some good news going forward, that we will be, you know, revamping everything. You know, unfortunately, Voc Rehab is very specific with our federal funding and who we report to, that we can't necessarily speak on behalf of Children's Services or Adult Services. It has to be Voc Rehab only, so that helps a little bit. So hopefully going forward, but we do currently have somebody who helps us get stuff onto our web page and Aging and Disabilities website. So, and I know John Swifka is definitely getting all of those notices. I know, Cheryl, I know you've been kind of working with John too. I'm not sure where those notices are, but they are out there.
Thanks, Mary. I'm trying to turn my camera on. I make sure that John and Kathleen and Commissioner are always in receipt. And I can find out from John. I don't know what he does with them. And I think I would also, like we did with the advisory board, I mean, would love this group's suggestions on how to get communications out into the communities in a better way. You know, any suggestions or any ways that you can help us would be really great. So thank you.
So do you guys have any money? This is Bill DeMayo. Do you have any money to have paid ads done on the radio or TV?
No.
I think that's
all right. I don't want to interrupt anyone else.
This agency, unlike some of the huge agencies, doesn't have an extensive, like, public information outreach office the way, you know, the DEP does, the DOT does. And, you know, you'll hear information from them about all sorts of programs that involve the public. And, you know, simply put, they have issues and initiatives that impact 1 million park users or 3 million motorists. And, you know, we have our thousands of people that we serve, but we're not in that ballpark. And so we don't have, like, a communications apparatus or budget that we might wish for or dream of. And I don't know what to say more than that. It's frustrating at times, but we don't have the money. Unless once in a while an extraordinary federal grant comes down to the VR programs to do a push, and then all of a sudden you start seeing keychains and notepads, and I don't know. But in general, we don't have those sorts of resources. I mean, the free public service announcements that radio stations and TV stations might do might be available, but even those aren't very numerous. I mean, I tend to hear those when I'm listening to the radio at 1 o'clock in the morning. But anyway, sorry, I went on too long.
Who is that? Who is that that was speaking?
My name is, this is Andrew Norton. Legislative liaison and working with Best too.
Okay, so I guess I just heard five reasons why we can't do anything. I haven't heard any why we can. So I guess my philosophy is more doing. So I would strongly encourage this group or the appropriate group to promote a comprehensive marketing and advertising program to get IRA out there, especially at Bradley Airport and at the train stations for free. That costs very little money or no money, and I think that certainly can be done, and we could if we put some effort towards it.
Yeah, I didn't mean to sound like a Debbie Downer. I just mean to steer people away from the ideas that cost a lot of dough. So thank you for setting that right. I apologize. I did not mean to sound like a do nothing idea. Just the ones that cost a bunch of money. That's all. That was my other point.
Yeah, and I'm not criticizing, I'm just saying that I'm more of a positive approach type of guy where if somebody says no one way, let's find another way to do it.
Absolutely.
And good for you, that is the right attitude. Thank you.
Making a Facebook group or making an email group would not cost a lot of money, just to have something that has Besby events
that's Kendra Valenti, Gary. Facebook costs nothing, and it's an opportunity. After I get off this call, and when I see my son next, I'm going to ask him about a lot of these events because I don't know anything about them. And I'd like to, can I just wait 1 second, Mary? And I want to hear from him if he's getting emails. I also reached out, his consultant is Jonathan Alberto. So it's a lot of good information that we might all be missing. And I think someone else also said too about family members being aware, and not even just me, others. And Facebook, I mean, you join a group, it costs nothing, you get reminders all the time. It's a great idea, Gary.
And we do actually have one. We do have an agency in disability website, a Facebook page. So ADS does have a website, Facebook
page. Okay. Like, no, and that's good to know, like, I'm not even aware of that. So yeah, how do we get people aware of the Facebook pages?
Right. It's under Aging and Disability Services, so... Yeah, let me see exactly how it's worded. But yeah, they do. It actually has a pretty good Facebook page too. So they do a lot. They do advertise a lot. So a lot of what we do when it comes to an agency is, you know, they will post stuff for us. So I know who to go to. So I'll make sure that they post the White Cane Safety Blind and Equality American Day. But yeah, we definitely do have. A page. It's actually
Phil to Mary. Phil McGonagall to Mary. Hello.
Oh hi, yeah.
Oh hi. Quickly.
Yeah.
With so many great events coming up, and I know you mentioned some flyers are out there. Most flyers electronically are not accessible to me using a screen reader. Is there a way that you can send out to this group at least a list of all these October events? Number two. With respect to a Facebook page for, you know, Department of Aging and Disability Services, if I'm blind and I type in searching on Facebook for, you know, if I get blind agency, it might not pop out. So maybe we can have a work group, and maybe Bill would like to share that for almost like an outreach or social media kind of committee to form some ideas on our own to figure out how to get us out there.
Would anybody like to be part of a work group for
outreach, maybe?
For outreach?
This is John McNichol. I'd be glad to help, but I don't know how to get on Facebook, so. But I like the ideas.
And is there anybody else? Bill?
It's Kendra. I'd be glad to help, but I'm afraid I'm a little bit in John McNichol's camp. As far as exploring, I can do, but again, I'd be glad to help, but as far as developing, I guess, not my forte.
It's just not electronic, just some ideas, kicking off some, like Bill mentioned, ideas of getting out
sure.
To public, attending different events, representing, you know, the SRC, because we should have a presence, because I'd like to be at some of these events where the art program is. So again, when I'm chairman next month, you know, I'll help out as much as I can and attend events.
Okay, so who would like to share that? Who would like to be responsible for that work group?
Hey Gary, maybe people can just think about it now, you know, this and the work group that we talked about with Devin, you and I. And then, you know, I can send out an email to the whole council and give people an opportunity to, you know, sometimes they don't want to step up during a meeting or during a call, they can't talk. And maybe we can get some other volunteers or at least get everyone's ideas to so everyone can participate.
We're almost at the end, so let's do, Andrew Norman, I think you're up for the legislative report.
Yeah, thank you. I don't really have a lot to report. We're not in session. The session ended in May, and they haven't really done a lot of special stuff to work. So in the last session, not much got passed that relates to our to BESBE or the BESBE VR program. I will point out that there was a bill which did not pass but moved far along for a while to change Connecticut's laws regarding guide dogs, one, to use the term service animal rather than guide dog, which is a federally used term, and so we would be matching our use of the term with the federal government, which says service animals are dogs that are trained to provide a particular service to someone with a disability, and it doesn't include emotional support animals. Now, the issue of emotional support animals is still out there. I can tell you that the Commission on Human Rights and Opportunities in Connecticut believes and enforces certain situations that, like a housing department needs to allow someone their emotional support animal, if they're in public housing, as an example, as a mental health need. But this was a proposal to kind of clean up our guide dog statutes, again, with that new name, service animal, and to copy the federal guidelines. It didn't pass. It may come up again next year. Other than that, I don't think ADS, our agency, is going to have a big legislative package for the next session. A lot of things got done in the last couple of years to do some cleanup and some updating of our statutes. So I don't think there are any pressing needs along those lines. But we'll be keeping our eyes out on other legislation people put in that would affect us. And we could report on that at subsequent meetings. So I spent a good deal of time saying I don't have much to say, so I'll stop now. Any questions, I'm happy to yield. Well, then, thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's gone awfully quiet. Is there anything wrong on my phone?
Yeah, no. I muted myself because my dog was barking. And I was talking, so thank you for the update. Does anyone have any questions for Andrew? Okay. So the next thing is to report from the chair. I don't have a lot to say. I'd just like to say that I enjoyed being chair for the two meetings that I did it for, and I want to work with Bill next year in October, and we can continue to have a good relationship with everyone. You know, continue to move forward. So, does anyone have any questions for me, or probably not? But so what's next? Do we want to? Does anybody make motion to adjourn?
Comment, Gary. Philip McGowan to Gary?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks for stepping up when we needed a leader, and again, we'll work together, and I'm counting on you to help me out.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Thanks.
This meeting wasn't perfect, but it was a lot better than the last one.
This is Deb. I just want to say thanks to Gary and to Phil, both for stepping up and heading this group. And here's to moving forward in the future. Thank you.
Absolutely. And we'll be working with you. Look, Deb.
Yes.
I'll get in touch with everyone to schedule a time when we can talk. When we can talk about the consumer satisfaction. All right. So is there a motion to adjourn?
John McNichol, I move we adjourn.
Okay, is there
a motion? I'll second the motion.
All right, make adjourn.
All right.
We'll see you in December.
Thanks, everybody. Okay,
bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, thank you.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.